to have a completely, completely random and unbiased sample, it would be extremely, extremely difficult and extremely expensive. Like, expensive to a point where you couldn't even
pay for it. Well, it depends on how you're...
But then, what it also said was, like, as a substitution for that, an economical substitution for that, you'd have to get samplings from, like, 7 different groups.
Yes.
Yeah.
7-plus different groups. But then, because of the people that are in those groups, like, they can't, like, keep track of, like, what their economic status is, what their social status is, and, like, who they are as, like, people. Like, that's what they can't do all the time is, like, figure out who these people are and how that affects their opinion.
I mean, like, I disagree with, like, the stuff that they said about how expensive it is. I mean, like, obviously if you're trying to sample the whole United States, you don't have to be sampling. I mean, like, when you take a sample, you take a small piece of it. But you don't have to, like, if you're not sampling something that big, like, obviously if it's that big, it's, like, really hard. But, like, if I wanted to sample SLA students, we could totally put the names on a list and pick 50, and that'd be an appropriate sample because it'd be completely random out of the set that we have. So, like, obviously, like, if you're waiting at a train station, you have to think about who's going to be at the train station and all that kind of thing. But if you're actually looking for out of the people at a train station, what are these, then that's a perfectly fine sample, I think. You know, like...
But then one of the chapters, it was saying something about, like, how if it depends on the person who's interviewing, like, the people, because they can, like, they can feel more comfortable towards, like, some people and, like, not with others. And that's what I found, like, interesting.
That was really
That reminded me, like, how they, I think it was saying that there were 2 white people and 1 black person that was, like, asking the questions for these interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, and I believe this was taken, the survey that was in the book was taken many years ago, so, you know, black people felt more comfortable telling, you know, another black person the truth.
Yeah.
While, if they were asked by a white person,
yeah,
then they would answer in a way that could please a white person as opposed to a black person. So
it's sort of biased.
I mean, but there's ways you can, like, I don't know, like, there's things, like, I feel like that's an issue, but there's things you can do about it. Like, you can make it anonymous. Like, if I wanted to survey the people...
So that has to be online.
Right, well, no, but it could be online. But if it's online, then you're sampling only the people that are online. But that's fine if that's the sample you're trying to get. If your sample is people who are online who are willing to answer this thing, then that's a fine sample of those, you know, like...
But then those are the people that are willing.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, so what I'm saying is that, like, there's ways to do it, but it's hard to do it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know, but that's why I'm saying, like, it depends on how big it is. Because if, like, I wanted to sample my preschool class, like, of, like, let's
but
say...
But then,
like,
that's your preschool class.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's that it's easier if it's a small group. It's, like, if you're trying to do that big a thing, then it is really hard. But, like, that's why it's not really very good for very big groups. But it is good if you're trying to just get a sample of something very, very specific. Like, I wanted to sample the girls in our senior class, and I... were to randomly pick on the list, that would be an appropriate sample.
Yeah.
As long as we had, like, you know, and you'd have to do things like have a paper, and they'd have to fill it out on our paper. But it'd still be, you know, an appropriate.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, let's talk about, like, the second chapter when they were, like, faking the data and stuff. Not faking the data.
Oh, like an average,
how, like,
a loose meaning?
Yeah, like, and how, like, they'd, like, do the testing, like, 5 times and then pick the one that gave them the results they actually wanted.
Or they're talking, like, about a specific average. Like, either you're talking about just a median or you're talking about, like...
And we talked about that.
I feel like median could possibly... And you guys can definitely disagree with me on this, but I feel like
Yeah,
but I feel like a median could be probably the most... one of the most deceiving averages. Mm-hmm.
I think that the mode is the most deceiving, because, like...
Well, I think that can be deceiving as well, but, like, at the same time, it gives you more of those numbers, while median is just, like, one number.
But, like, let's say at the place where I work, right, everyone has a different salary, because, well, you're paid by hour, so it's salary, I think, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it depends on if you have your, like, swimming, like, if you're a lifeguard, and... how long you've been working there, and so it changes by, like, a quarter, so, like, it's all about the same, but it's all different. right? Mm-hmm. And the only people that are paid wages, like not wages, like consistent amounts, are like the directors. So all the directors are paid like 3,500. So that would be the most, because there's five people that are paid 3,500. But that's out of like 60 counselors, and all of the 60 other counselors are paid entirely different numbers that vary from like $6 to $9. Mm-hmm. Oh, but they're all very different. Mm-hmm. So like,
I think it depends. I think it depends. Like from the way I read it with this whole thing about average, like I felt as though the actual, what is it called?
The arithmetic mean.
Mean. Mm. The mean is more deceiving than others. Like yeah, median and
because people don't actually use the mode. People don't usually.
Yeah.
They use the mean.
The average.
Yeah.
Another thing that they talked about was like how, or what the book said was that like results could be skewed. Like either skewed left or right, and they would only take what was in the majority.
Mm-hmm.
So they would take that, and then everything that was in like
the tail
part would just not matter, and it would be thrown to the side.
That's like there was this test done by a cosmetic company. I can't remember what it was, but it was in the newspaper because they got in like a little bit of trouble because it's not like technically illegal what they did, but it's like really frowned upon. It's like worse than when they were talking about how like if you were to flip 10 coins and do it 10 times until you got like the results you wanted to like prove a point, you know. Mm-hmm. They did something kind of like that. They did like a test with like 1,000 people, and it came out that their cosmetic company was like good, but like it wasn't like that great for like improving skin. And so what they did is like they picked people who didn't have good results, and they were like, they didn't even run the test again. They picked that person, they're like, that person's results don't count because they live in an area with a lot of fumes. And so they got rid of those results because they didn't, like, count, because they weren't, like, controlled or whatever. And they made excuses for, like, getting rid of all these different results. Like, that person's results don't count because they didn't use it every day, twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And they forgot one of the days. Or this person doesn't count because she has a different skin type.
So and you're so canceling out everything.
They got rid of everything until it was, like, 96% of the people had good results. But it wasn't actually like that. It was, like, maybe, like, 52. But, like, they changed it so much, they got rid of so many people.
Kind of fun. That's like business. That's what they do for commercials when they're advertising an object or, like, toothpaste.
Another thing was, like, that they're not necessarily wrong. Like, with the whole toothpaste thing, they're not necessarily, like, what they have.
Like, this is more
it's
legal
not wrong.
Than
it's just only part of what they have.
Yeah, the problem with the cosmetic thing that I just talked about was that it was, like, super wrong. Like, that's like messing with the statistics, like, completely. Whereas, like, there's other people, like, they're talking about it correctly. They're just misrepresenting it.
Yeah, so it's, like, part of it is not there because they're just not. It's there, but they're not talking about this
it's
part.
It's like
the skewed.
Have you ever seen,
talking about the tail.
Have you ever seen those, that, like, they'll be, like, they'll show, for instance, like, the juice commercials on TV, and it'll be, like, a bar graph of, like, the leading brand, and then, like, their brand,
and
it'll be, like, this, right? It'll be, like, one is super low, and one is, like,
really high.
But what that actually is, it's, like, a zoomed out, it's a really zoomed in picture to that very top. If you were to zoom out, it could be off by, like, 1 point.
Yeah.
You know, like, but they zoom it in, so it looks like it's such a difference.
Yeah.
And they're allowed to do that because it's technically not wrong.
It's just deceiving, but,
exactly,
like,
it's deceiving.
Yeah.
And, like, if you look on, if you look in the newspapers, they have, like, graphs that are super, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember we actually had an assignment.
Mm-hmm,
we had an assignment with the graphs, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I, like, yeah.
That was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was interesting what he was saying about, like, how, like, if you wanted to, like, have, like, really, like, showing results, like, wow, it proved something, you would, like, have a small amount, like, a small group. Like, basically the opposite of everything we talked about. Like, you do the opposite, so, like, you have a really small group of things.
So, like, if you had 4 and 3 people, so they're, like,
right, and then you're, like, 75% of the people liked it, and, like, they did it, like, and then the fact that they did it again and again until they got their answer, it's, like, wow, that's bad science.
Yeah.
Or they could pick people from, like, a certain, like, area. Like, if, you know, you'd go down to the South if you were looking for
people who,
for Republicans or something.
Yeah.
Did you say anything about, like,
They did.
They did? Oh, okay.
I think I knew what you were going to say. You were going to say something about, like, politics, right?
Or no.
No? Okay,
no.
Because they had something about that.
No, I was going to say about, like, did he say anything about, like, what's considered, like, an actual sample, sample space, people?
In the third chapter, they talked about it, but they talked about how, like, Isabel was saying, it was, like, expensive to get a good sample and, like, how
to,
like,
get an accurate, like, completely random sample.
I feel like I missed that. Okay.
And I thought it was, like, really showing, like, remember back in the elections when, like, they kept saying Obama was, like, gonna, like, lose, and all the Republicans were like, oh my god, look, we're so in the lead, Obama is in our dust, and, like, of course, the only people on, like, Fox News, like, poll sites are gonna be, like, hardcore Republicans, like, why even bother?
Oh, yeah, I said that, like, in one of the newspapers, like, different people read those newspapers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, there was, like, actually a lot of controversy about it, because, like, we were, like, deceiving ourselves, like, the, did you hear about that at all? Like, they had these graphs, and they were so different depending on which website you were on. Like, they had, like, the running, I don't know, it was, like, we are now, like, in the lead.
Each,
like,
website,
we have, like,
different.
Like, it was, like, and there was, like, a lot of, like, people, like, being mad about it, and all the Republicans, like, well, not all of them, but a lot of them were really angry after Obama was elected, because they were like, it's fake, like, obviously, look at this data.
Yeah, they
data.
Didn't believe
they
that
didn't
he won.
It.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. And that's,
Yeah. Another thing that I remember from the, book, something about, like, Harper's News and, like, the, Today something, whatever. Yeah. And, like, how people only pick certain, like, during surveys, like, they pick the things that they are more, I don't know, they have more exposure to, like, if they, I mean, they don't have to know about, like, all of them, but they just, like, pick on.
Yeah, but that's
to, like,
also how it affects, like, people's opinions.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that could be environment-wise, or it could be, like, I don't know, just what you work with, I guess, and also what you read. I mean, like, what you read is totally different than what someone else could read. Like, some people might like People's Magazine, but some people might like Vogue. Like,
yeah.
It's, there's different
yeah.
things, and once you are influenced by something, it
affects.
Makes it very biased in general.
Mm-hmm. I thought about the bias and, like, what was really, I don't know, like, I guess, like, we all knew it, but it was, like, really funny to see it seen. It was, like, the fact that, like, people might do a certain thing, and even if you get to them, they might not answer correctly. Like, how he's talking about, like, how, like, like, people were lying about which magazines they read because, like, they were, like, a snobbish, and they didn't want to admit that they read, like, that magazine, even though that magazine has so many more copies being sold or whatever. And, like, you know how, like, have you ever read those statistics, and it's, like, 93% of women wash their hands, and only 2% of men wash their hands, and you're, like, oh. But you have to think about, like, compared to the men who are willing to admit that they don't wash their hands, what women are going to be willing? Like, even if they didn't, like, would you...
Yeah.
Like,
would you say that
or, like,
you don't
and, like,
wash
people,
your hands?
It's like, don't think your man is cheating. Only 8% of men admit to cheating. And you're like, well, like, exactly, admit to cheating. You know, like, what does
yeah.
that actually mean? Are you going to admit to People Magazine
yeah.
that you cheated? Like, that's,
yeah.
like...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
People can lie anytime they want.
Exactly. That's
so you can't really lie.
Well, then that's, like, going with the majority. That, like, following a majority is what people think please others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like mainstream music. Like, people listen to that because it's what everybody listens to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's more than that. It's, like, self-consciousness and, like worry about, other people finding out. Like, even though it's, like, controlled, like, it's not like they're going to publish the names, even though it's, like, anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you talk about how, like, people are concerned, like, if they lied on their tax returns, they're gonna lie again because they don't want it to, like, them be caught, even though it's anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they, like, and, I mean, like, we've all felt that way, like, you just don't want to admit to it or whatever, because, like, it might come back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think that, like, it's not just, like, telling people what they want, it's, like, or, like, because everyone is doing it, so you're gonna do it, too. I think it's also, like, self-consciousness, like...
Yeah.
Or you maybe are ashamed and, like, you don't want to admit it to yourself or whatever. I don't know. That part was really interesting to me because it's, like, even if you get the good sample or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you might still not have a good stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good results.
I mean, good results. Like, even if I were to corner down all, like, 50 people that I want to interview and they're the perfect 50 people to interview,
mm-hmm.
I still might not get the
correct
stuff. I still might not get good data.
Mm-hmm.
And next week...
This discussion was the introduction through chapter 3, and next week will be from chapter 4 through chapter 7. Stay tuned!